Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting third. The third baseman, Cleet Boyer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Elston Howard. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hector Lopez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jake Gibbs. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Horace Clark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bouton. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Jim Bouton. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell fires to first and has Tresh trapped. There's the throw to Salmon, who tags Tresh for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson takes first base on ball four. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez strikes out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton takes first base on ball four. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Bouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bouton strikes out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall strikes out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a line drive into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. McDowell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boyer for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clinton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Clinton reaches second base with a double. Howard moves to third. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibbs takes first base on ball 4. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into left field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Bouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bouton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bouton strikes out. 1 out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Yankees. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a line drive into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clinton takes first base on ball 4. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gibbs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Brown hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Colavito moves to second. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Chico Salmon. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez now playing second base. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Roy White pinch hits for Jim Bouton. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a line drive into right field. Colavito picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Colavito. Clark moves to third. Tresh moves to second. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Richardson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Richardson reaches second base with a double. Clark scores. Tresh scores. It's 3-2, Yankees. Dick Raddatz now pitching. Clete Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Richardson moves to third. Boyer moves to second. Dick Schofield pinch runs for Elston Howard. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 3 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Richardson scores. Boyer moves to third. Schofield moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Yankees. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Clinton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Renouf now pitching. Ray Barker now playing first base. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 2 in the game. Crandall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Booker pinch runs for Del Crandall. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Dick Raddatz. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo takes first base on ball 4. Booker moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brown bunts towards first. Barker scoops it up and throws to first, with Richardson covering, for the out. Booker moves to third. Davalillo moves to second. One out. Whitey Ford now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Booker scores. Davalillo scores. Wagner moves to second. It's Yankees, 4, Indians, 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barker fields it and throws to second for the out. Wagner moves to third. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Indians 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Buddy Booker now catching. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Chuck Hinton now playing right field. Luis Tiant now pitching. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibbs for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Clark hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Yankees. Ray Barker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barker strikes out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Tresh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew pinch hits for Buddy Booker. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Ford. Gonzalez moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Jim Landis pinch hits for Vic Davalillo. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into center field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Gonzalez moves to third. Askew moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Indians 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Askew now catching. Jim Landis now playing center field. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Richardson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clete Bowyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bowyer hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lopez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 4 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Houser pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.